Sechtes Barbasso, Daf Kuf Mem Ches, 8 lines from the bottom of Daf Kuf Mem Zayin Rebeis, and let's begin with a short Hakdama. We are in the middle of learning Dinim that are relevant to a Shimra. Shimra is someone that is very sick, lying in bed, and he potentially could be dying. As we saw yesterday, Lefi Taisis all agreed that the Din of a Shimra is a Din Drabanan, and according to other Rishonim, there was Machlekis if the Din of a Shimra is Drabanan or Midraisa. Certainly we saw that Rava stated in the name of Nachman that Matna Shimra is Midrabanan Ba'almihi, Shemeti Tarif Dait. To your love, but what mechadish that although generally if someone wants to be makna something to someone, they have to be makna it with a proper kinyan. However, divrei shchimra is chesuvim chemesurin dami. For example, if Reuven said that I want to give all my assets to Shimon, and although Shimon will not be cleaner while Reuven's alive, but right after Reuven dies, then Shimon will be cleaner. B'diba ba'alma b'loy kinyan. Maisa, there are two different chidushim. Number one, that Shimon does not have to make a kinyan, and number two, that this gift will be chal la'achemisa, even though we generally have a klal that a person can't be makna something after they die. However, as we will see in a moment, Rav Nachman will also teach us, although the Rabbanan will mechadish to us, Shchimra could be makna b'diba ba'alma, and there's no requirement for a proper kinyan. However, in l'chaboy el'chidushay, therefore in all other aspects, matna Shchimra has to follow the standard dinim of a bari and of a healthy person. Therefore, just like we know that ino de makna dava shloy b'loylam, that a healthy person, even if he makes a kinyan, cannot be makna dava shloy b'loylam. Therefore, although Matna Shchimra doesn't need a kinyan, Shchimra cannot be makna a dovish loy b'loylam. Similarly, as we will see, that just like a healthy person cannot be makna something which is intangible, so the same din would apply to a Shchimra, that even though he could makna something b'diba ba'alma, but he can't be makna something which is intangible. This concept will be clearer once we learn the Gemara, and the Gemara begins, Amrav Nachman, that once again, Rava states in the name of Rav Nachman, Shchimra sha'ama yod plenu b'bayezeh, that Reuven, who is a Shchimra, says regarding Shimon that he should live in this house, or Ayoicha Pliny Perius Dekalzer, or that Shimon should have a right to the Perius of this tree, Loya Maklum, that would not be a proper Kinyan, and Shimon would not be Kaino, Achiyama Tnu Bayezel Pliny, Vyodaboy, Tnu Dekalzel Pliny, Vyacha Perisov, until he states that I'm giving this house to Shimon, and he should have a right to live there, and he should have a life estate, or I'm being Makna this tree to Shimon, and he should have a right to eat the Perius of this tree. The Rashbam explains that the reason why it's Loya Maklum, Shadi. Because giving Shimon the right to live somewhere is an intangible right, and therefore you can't be makna something that's intangible. Who pirus dekonami ain't on the makna davish loy b'loylam, and pirus dekol is something which is loy b'loylam. Bekivin the matnas bari afil bekinyan suda loy kani. Since even if this would be a matana of a healthy person, and even if there would be a kinyan suda, then the person would not be koina. The mil loy mitnu elim kein hikl loy achefetz kagoyin dekol pereisa v'bayis lado matnas shchimra nami loy kanya the milsav leisav bari leisav Shchimra, she'in shchimra chom min abari, as the din of a shchimra, not stronger than the gift that's given by a healthy person. Ella dam rasa b'makim kinyan shel barihu. The only chiddush that the rabbanon said is that the amira of a shchimra is kichsuv and chemesurin dami, and there's no requirement for a kinyan. The hecha de'in kinyan me'elos b'bari amira b'shchimra loy mahan yamidi. And any time that a kinyan by a healthy person would not work, then the same din would apply. B'negei the amira of a shchimra, as in all other aspects, there is no chiluk between a matana of a bari and a matana of a shchimra. Hilkoch ein moyel ashiyema through bias leplani viyadubai or through dekaz leplani viyachol pereisav. I am in Balan Taisis, who also explains, like Rashbam, that the discrepancy in this kinyan is she'in yachol haktas hadira davish in b'mamishu who pierce hadekal the ina demakla davish loy b'olaylam, and there are two separate reasons. However, I am the Rashba, who actually says that in both cases it's because it's a davish loy b'olaylam. Even in a case where Reuven says regarding Shimon yadupleni b'bayezeh, Reuven is giving the right to Shimon to live in this house, but the Maisa, the living in the house, is not yet Bala Olam, as Shimon did not yet live in the house, and therefore it's included in the concept of Dov Shaloi Bala Olam. The Pashas from the Lashon of our Gemara, it would seem like the Rashba that there's only one reason for this din. Rav Nachman was Koyla both of these cases in one halacha, and he just stated Loya Maklum. However, it's possible that it's actually more Mashba like the Rashbam. If the Rashba is correct that there's only one reason for both of these cases, then why would Rav Nachman have to bring two cases? And Lechayer, by the fact that he brought two separate cases, it seems that it's based on two different svaris, Vitzarach Bir. Gemara now continues, L'meimer de Savar of Nachman, Milsa da Asir Bari, Isa B'Shchimra, the Leisa B'Bari, Leisa B'Shchimra, that L'chayr it seems that the Savar of Nachman is, although the Rabbanon will mechadish, that a Shchimra doesn't require a kinyan, but as we previously explained, Ein L'chaboy El Chidushay, and when we got to all other aspects of a kinyan, they have to work in the same manner as a healthy person. Shchimra can only be makna those items that a Bari could be makna, and the same manner that a bari could be makna through them. Gemara now continues and asks a stira on Rav Nachman from another member of Rav Nachman, because Rav Nachman, as Rav himself brought down another member of Rav Nachman, and we continue on Daf Kuf Mem Chesam and Aleph, Shchim Rasha Amat, Tnu Hava Asir Lepleini, Hava Asir Lepleini, and even though we spoke about the din of a Meichah Shtachoy L'Chaveir, V'Chazu Machler Machol, V'Afilu Yerish Meichol, that was a case of a Shtachoy and a Milva B'Shtar, and our Gemara is talking about a case where Reuven led to $1,000 to Shimon, and it was a Milva Alpeh. Rav Nachman teaches us that if Reuven is Shchimra, and he says that I want to give and I want to be Makna this Hava to Levi, then it would be a valid gift, and Levi would now have a right to collect this Chayv from Shimon. Gemara now asks a stira on Rav Nachman, because the Afagav the Leisiv Bari, and even though we know that if Reuven is owed $1,000 from Shimon, and he's a healthy person, and he goes and he tries to be Makna that to Levi, then he can't be Makna Milva Alpeh. Maisa, he has nothing tangible to be Makna to Levi, as although certainly Benigei Ashtar, you could be Makna the Shtar to Levi, and as we learned beforehand, either Reuven would write a Shtar and write K'nilachahu v'chol shibudah, or like we paskin Hilchasa Oisias Nictus b'Mesira. However, over here, where it's a Milva Alpeh, then certainly you can't be Makna the actual Shtar. Ashbam also explains that you can't say that Reuven could be Makna the money that Shimon actually has, and now he'll be Makna that money which is Be'en and which is tangible, and it'll be Makna to Levi, as Lamaisa we know there's a cloud that mobilates on it, no? And therefore Reuven has no connection to the money that Shimon has, and it's not considered like it's actual Be'en. Therefore, if Reuven would be healthy, then there would be no way for him to be Makna Milva Alpeh to Levi. If Rav Nachman just taught us that Milsa de Leisa Bari Leisa B'Shchimra, then how could it be, now that Reuven is a Shchimra, that he can be Makna this Milva Alpeh to Levi? Gemara answers two Terutzim. Number one, Rav Papa Omar Hil V'Yerish Yersha. Rav Papa explains that generally it's true, as Rav Nachman stated, that Milsa de Leisa Bari Leisa B'Shchimra, certainly a Shchimra cannot be Makna Dov Shaloi Balaylam, or something which is intangible, something which is Ein B'Mamish. But the Maisa, the Rabbanu Mechadish, that the din of a Shchimra is that he can be Makna an item to someone, and that item will be connected to them after Misa. If we see that one of the Chidushim of a Shchimra, that the Rabbanu stated that the recipient is as if he's a Yairish, and he's considered like he's inheriting this item from Reuven, and since if Reuven dies, then certainly a Milva Alpeh is connu to his Yarshim. Therefore, as part of the Chidush of the din of Shchimra, the din is that a Shchimra She'amah Tnu HaVa'asa L'Pleini, HaVa'asa L'Pleini, as is no different than the din of Yerusha. Let's keep in mind that although we consider Shimon to be like a Yairish, however, that doesn't change the fact that a Shchimra cannot be Makna Davish L'Ilam or Davish Ein B'Mamish, and therefore, as Rav Nachman stated previously, that if a Shchimra stated Yadu Pleini B'Bayezeh or Yoichel Pleini Peres Dekelzeh, that Lo Yamaklum, as even B'Negei a Yairish is not clean in that manner. When Reuven dies and he leaves over a house for his child, or he leaves over a tree for his child, and his Yairish is actually clean of the bias, and therefore he has a right to live there, and the Yairish is clean of the Dekel, and therefore he has a right to the Peres. We don't find that a Yairish could be clean of Dov Shalei B'la Olam. Gemara continues with his second teretz, Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika Ma Hava Isur Bari. Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika takes a different tack. He doesn't go with the Svar of Rav Papa. Somehow the din of a Milva Alpeh is different B'negei Shchimra than B'negei Bari. Instead, Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika explains the concept of being able to be Makna a Milva Alpeh is even found B'negei a healthy person, and therefore, just like it's found B'negei a healthy person, so therefore it will also work B'negei Shchimra. In the second case of Rav Nachman of Shchimra She'amah Tnu HaVa'asa L'Pleini, HaVa'asa L'Pleini actually fits into his general klal of Milsa the Isur Bari Isur B'Shchimra. And where do we find that this kinyan of a Milva Alpeh works B'negei Bari and it works by a healthy person? As Rav Acha Brei Rav Ika continues, Rav Huna Rav, and just like we find the din of Rav Huna in the name of Rav, the Rav Huna Rav, Manli Biotcha Tnei Olu Pleini, B'mayim Shloshten Kono, we previously saw on Daf Kuf Mem Dal Med Aleph in the name of Mazutra, that Hani Tlas Bili Shevin Rabban Kelchus Oboi Taima, and one of those were that if Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are all standing together, and there are no Edim, and they're not in Bezin, Shimon owes Reuven $1,000, and Reuven says to Shimon that the $1,000 that you owe me, you should give to Levi, that Levi would be Kaino. We therefore see that it's even possible for a healthy person to be Makna Milva Alpeh. Therefore, Shchimra also could be Makna Milva Alpeh. This fits into the klal of Milsa de Isa Bebara, Isa Bishchimra. It's a bit tzarech biyah, as the only reason why we stated that the concept of Maimon Shloshten works is only based on Hilchos Bloy Taima. As we previously explained, and Rashbam states in our Gemara, Lefish Adavin Noghu Ben Asechim Ba'achen Vinim, Tiknus Adavin Liknus Ba'amir B'Maimon Shloshten, Lefish Ein Kinyin Moil B'Davish Ein Be'en, even though generally this should not work. However, the Rabbanim made a takana, Reuven should be able to be Makna or Milva Alpeh when it's B'Maimon Shloshten, and L'chari we should say, Ein L'chaboy El Chidushai, and the only time this should apply is only b'mayim shloshdon. How could it be Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika wants to expand his din and apply it to din of shchimra as well? So I'm explaining Rav Acha b'Rei Rav Ika is stating, since we see b'negeya milva peh and b'negeya din of mayim shloshdon, that there's no requirement for a regular kinyan, as no kinyan was really done. Therefore, we could apply the same concept to a shchimra who doesn't need a kinyan. Rav Nachman therefore could hold that even without a kinyan, shchimra has the capability of being makna of milva peh. Before we continue with the Gemara, even though generally we learn the sugyos like Rashi and like Rashbam, however, we will learn the sugyo like Taisis and like other Rishonim, and this is based on our gears of our Gemara. However, Ayin Rashbam, who has a different gears than our Gemara, and Ayin the Bach, who actually brings further gears changes, and we won't learn our Gemara like Rashbam, and Rashbam learns that our Gemara will be continuing and discussing the din of a Shchimra, as we learned that if Reuven is a Shchimra and he's makna all of his assets to Shimon, then Shimon will only be kind of these assets after Reuven dies, but if Reuven gets better, then Shimon will not be kind of these assets. Also know that if Reuven is a Shchimra and he's makna some of his assets to Shimon, we do not consider this a matna Shchimra, as by the fact that he wasn't makna all of his assets, it seems that Reuven was still thinking that he's going to live. Therefore, the only way that Shimon will be kind of Reuven's assets is only if Shimon made a kinyan. Once Shimon actually made a kinyan, then it wouldn't make a difference if Reuven died or if Reuven actually gets better. In either case, Shimon is kind of these assets. Peter Ashbam, the Gemara is continuing and discussing the case of Shchimra and discussing cases where we have a shayla if a specific matana of a Shchimra is considered a matana of all of his assets or it's considered a matana of only some of his assets, ayin the Rashbam and ayin the Gemara. And of course, the Fidu Rashbam, it makes a bit more sense why we actually have the sugya in our Gemara. However, ayin and Taisis, who explains that our sugya will now be asking a shayla that is not necessarily relevant to Shchimra and is relevant to a healthy person as well. L'chayr, the connection to the previous sugya is that we spoke about a concept being makna dava shalai bala ilam, and we will talk about a case. It's questionable if Reuven was trying to be makna here's deka, which are dava shalai bala ilam, or he was trying to be makna deka lepiresav, which are bala ilam, and therefore the kinyan would be chal. Let's keep in mind that there's a bit of mashmais from our Gemara that we're talking about a bari and not a shchimra, as in all the cases that we previously mentioned that are speaking about a shchimra, the Gemara starts off and states shchimra she'oma yod pleni b'ayzeh or yoichel pleni peres dekel zeh. The Gemara specifies that we're talking about a shchimra. However, in our Gemara, the Gemara doesn't specify that we're talking about a shchimra, and therefore, potentially, that's mashmois, like Taisis, that a sugya is discussing the case of a healthy person, not necessarily only a case of a shchimra. And the Gemara begins, Ibailu, that we have the following shayla, Dekel echad upereisav la'achamau, that if Reuven is healthy, and he says, I want to be makna this palm tree to Shimon, and I want to be makna the dates and its fruits to Levi, so what would be halacha, and would Levi be kleina? And as the Gemara explains, Mishaya makam peri, agloishaya, who is say that although Reuven stated I'm giving the peris to Levi, he didn't mean I'm giving the actual peris, as certainly that would not work, since ina the makna davish loy b'olam, and therefore it must be that he meant to say that although I'm being makna the palm tree to Shimon, but I'm actually being makna the makam of the peris to Levi. Not only was Levi makna the peris to Levi, he was also makna the place of the growth of the peris from the branches. As Taisis explains, becoming b'ole ki am a dekel echad the peris of l'achav v'shaya makam tzumuch peris mi amino loy avishi. The Gemara now continues, and if you're going to tell me that Lemaisa Reuven only stated that being makam the peiros to Levi, and he didn't say I'm giving him the makam of peiros, therefore Levi would not be kind of these peiros, as Reuven couldn't be makna davar shloi b'olam. The Gemara now is shayla atzmai mao, that what would be the halacha if Reuven says to Shimon, I'm giving you this tree, but I'm keeping the peiros. The shayla is that although b'negeya someone else, then potentially we say that he was only going to be makna the peiros itself, and he wasn't being makna the actual makam where the peiros are being grown from, and therefore he was trying to be makna davar shloi b'olam. But when he was retaining the peiros for himself, then certainly he did so in a manner that he could be kleina. Reuven must have retained the makam peiros for himself, therefore he would have a right to these peiros. Gemara continues, Rav Nachman, that Rav states in the name of Rav Nachman, that even if you're going to want to tell me that in the first case of Ashayla where Reuven gave the dekel to Shimon and the peiros to Levi, Reuven did not retain the makam peiros for Levi, therefore Levi would not be kind of the peiros because you can't be kind of a davar shloi b'olam. However, Zok Rav Nachman, but gave your second Shayla of dekel echad v'shayra peiros l'funav shaya makam peiros, certainly over there Reuven would retain the makam peiros for himself. And my time, and what is the reason? And as we explained, kol gabi nafshe ba'ayin yafa of Mishaya that certainly when he's going to retain the periods for himself, then certainly he's doing so in a manner that the kinyan will actually be chal and he'll be able to keep the periods, and therefore it must be that he retained the rights to the makam periods for himself. Therefore, Ruvi was able to be koina the area where the periods come out of the branches, which is a davar shebala ilam. And the Dvar was bothered, how could the Gemara have a shayla when Ruvi retains the periods for himself? These Mishaya makam la'atzmai. From Maisa, we already learned in the Mishnah that Kuflam of Avav and Aleph, Hakaisav Kodun Chasa, my Yom la'achamisa, the Kaimlon, the Gufa my Yom, Uperi la'achamisa, Vahavishia, Al Mishaya makam peri. The Dvar answers that you can't bring a raya from that Mishnah, the Shiny Hasam, Shalai Hiski, Loy Gufla Piris. Certainly in that Mishnah, Ruvi retains the right to the tree, as he didn't mention the tree, and he didn't mention the peers, and he just stated my Yom la'achamisa. The Lishnah, the my Yom la'achamisa, Gufla Piris, Shaminle, Avluka Shishaya Piris, Beferish, Beboylon, and Ashai. Is in the case, Reuven specifically was Mishaya only the periods for himself. On Shaila is, can we say that he meant to say that I'm being Mishaya to muck up my periods for myself, and therefore I have a right to the periods? The Gemara continues, Amli Rab Abba Rav Ashi, Rab Abba stated to Rav Ashi, and Nana Rab Shim ben Lakish Masin La, the Shaila is that you just brought, Benigea, someone retaining a Mokkaim, was not stated Benigea, our case of Dekal Echad Upresu La'achar, or Dekal Echad Upresu La'atzmai, stated regarding another halacha that we saw in Parak. As the Mishnah stated that if Reuven sells a house to Shimon, even if Reuven didn't specify that he's retaining the roof or the attic for himself, halacha is that he retains the attic for himself. And as the first Mishnah in Perek HaMeiches Abayis states, and Daf Samach Alef Amud Alef, HaMeiches Abayis, if Reuven sells a house stoma to Shimon, Mocha Yitzia Va'afal Pi Shi Psucha L'Teichai V'Lei Sechadish L'Fnim Yimenu V'Lei Sechag B'Zban Shi Yishle Maika G'voy Asar Tvachim. In discussing our Mishnah, Reish Lakish states and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Alef the following, that if Reuven sells a house to Shimon, and instead of saying, I'm selling you the house, he actually specified that I'm selling you the house, I'm not selling you the attic area or the rooftop. And since our Mishnah taught us that really Reuven didn't have to say this, as even if he would have sold the house to Shimon Stoma, he wouldn't include the rooftop or the attic. Therefore, by the fact that he added a Yitul Lashon, it must be that Reuven meant to retain even more than the rooftop. As the Gemara explained, on the top of Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, L'may Hilchasa, Rezvid Amash Shimratz L'Haisi Bazizim Maitzi, and Rapapa Amash Shimratz L'Ibnis Aliyah Al-Gaba Baino, not only did Reuven retain the rooftop, even though generally when Reuven sells a house to Shimon, he sells him the chotzer that's in front of the house, certainly a chotzer is considered part and parcel of a home. However, L'may says, since Reuven added in this Yitul Lashon, and he said, Al-Menashe D'Yutel Yen Shali, so he's adding in that not only will I retain the right to my rooftop, but I'm also retaining the rights to the airspace above the chotzer, and if I want to build out any beams on top of your chotzer, I could do so. Ayin and Baram Tesis points out, although it's Pasha to Reish Lakish, where Reuven said, Al Menashet Yutel Yon Shali, that the halacha is that he retains the airspace. However, as we will see, the Gemara will now have a Shaila in a scenario where Reuven did not use the Lashon Al Menas, and as we continue on Daf Kuf Mem Ches Amud Beis, Iboilu, that the Gemara now has a Shaila, Bayis Le'echa V'Yutel Le'echad Ma'u, that let's say Reuven sells a house to Shimon, specifically sells the attic to Levi, Yihavishir, or Loi, do we say that Reuven meant to say that I want Levi to have the rooftop and I want him to have the rights to build over your airspace? Or do we say that Reuven was only makna his rooftop or the attic to Levi? He was not makna the airspace over Shimon's chatzar to Levi. Therefore, Levi would not have the right to extend any beams over Shimon's chatzar. Once again, the Gemara continues, Intim Slema Bayis Lechad Vidu to Lechad Le Avishir. And if you're going to tell me that when Reuven said, I'm selling this house to Shimon, I'm selling the attic or the rooftop to Levi, Reuven did not sell the actual airspace to Levi, and Levi doesn't have a right to extend his beams over Shimon's chatzah, woe be the halacha, chutz mi diyutu ma'u, that let's say Reuven said to Shimon, I'm selling you this house, I'm excluding from the sale the rooftop, as I'm retaining the rooftop. Reuven stated v'diyutu shali, but he didn't say al menashe diyutu shali. Would we say that since he's retaining the right to the rooftop for himself, so then certainly he meant to say that I want to have full rights to this, and I want to make sure that I could build out my beams above your property line, and I have the right to the airspace above your chatzah? Once again, the Gemara answers and responds similarly to what we stated on Amud Aleph, that Rav Rav Nachman, that Rav stated the name Rav Nachman, that even if we'll say, if when Reuven stated that I'm selling the bias to Shimon and I'm selling the rooftop or the attic space to Levi, that it's not considered a shir, and Levi doesn't have a right to the airspace over Shimon's chatzar, and he can't extend his beams over Shimon's chatzar. However, in a case where Reuven sold the bias to Shimon and he stated chutz mi yuduta, so in that case, have a shir, there is no difference between our case where Reuven stated chutz b'diyuta, the case that we brought on Amid Aleph from Rish Lakish of a Meicha Bayis Lechaveir V'Amalai Al Menashe Diutel Yenishali. Rish Lakish Paskin that the Yutel Yenishalai, as we explained, that what is the Nafkamino Valib Drazvid Da'ama, and like Razvid taught us that since Reuven used the Yitel Lashon they didn't need to, therefore it must be that Reuven wanted to retain even more than the rooftop, and he wanted to retain the rights to airspace of Bob Shimon's Chatzar. Alma Kivin Shire Diutel Makam Zizan Nami Shire, and therefore we see that once Reuven specified that he wants to keep his rooftop or he wants to keep his attic, then Makam Zizan Nami Shire, and he also means to retain the right to build and the right to extend his beams over the airspace of Shimon's Chatzar. And before we continue with the next Gemara, let's point out that we learned our sugya like Tesis and like most Rishonim. However, as we pointed out, the Rashbam learns our sugya completely differently, and he has a different gear in our Gemara. And actually, the last line of our Gemara of Hachanami, Kivin Da'am Chutz Bereso Makam Peri Shire, that would work out according to the Rashbam's Girsa, and according to Rashbam's Girsa, there was a much closer correlation between the first version of Ashayla of Dekel Echad of Pereso La'achamaro, the second version of the Gemara of Iboilu Bayis La'echad V'diyutu La'echad Ayin Sham. The Gemara now continues and will discuss other dinim B'negei Shchimra. And as we previously mentioned, that if Reuven is a Shchimra and he's makna all of his assets to Shimon, then Shimon is koinah these assets after Reuven dies. However, if Reuven actually gets better, then there's an umdra that Reuven did not mean to actually be makna these items to Shimon, and the only reason why he was makna it is only because he thought that he was going to die. And even if Shimon would have made a kinyan, Shimon would not be koinah, and the gift would not be chal unless Reuven actually dies. However, in a case where Reuven is makna only some of his assets to Shimon, then we do not consider this a standard matna shchimra. Therefore, Shimon cannot be koinah this gift, b'diba ba'alma b'loy kinyan. And if Shimon actually makes a kinyan, then it doesn't make a difference if Reuven dies or if Reuven actually gets better. In either case, we consider the gift to be chal, and Shimon would be koinah to these items. Our Gemara now teaches us, Amr Rabbi Yosef bar Minyumi, Amr Rabbi Nachman, shchimra shekasa kol nechasa l'achirin. If Reuven is a shchimra and he gave away all of his assets to other people, we still can't be certain that he meant to give it away as a matna shchimra, and therefore royin im mechalik mes kana kulan, and Amr chaz bekulan, that if we saw that when Reuven gave these gifts, he didn't stop, he knew exactly who he wanted to give which asset to, and for example, he said that Sada A should go to Shimon, Sada B should go to Levi, Sada C should go to Yehuda, and these were all of his assets, then these gifts would fall into the dinam of a shchimra, as he was kaisav kol nechasav l'achirim. Therefore, even if none of these people actually made a kinyan, but Reuven dies, then certainly they will be koinah, as matna shchimra is kechsuv chimisurin dami, they are koinah b'diba ba'alma b'loy kinyan, and even if they would make a kinyan, but Reuven gets better, then they would not be koinah, as certainly Reuven only meant to give these assets to them if he dies. However, Rav Nachman continues, im benimlach, the mes kanakulon, omar ein choyza el ba'achrein, that if Reuven actually gave away these assets, and while he was giving these assets away, he stopped between each matana. For example, Reuven said, I want to give Sada A to Shimon, and then he waited a few moments, and then he said, I want to give Sada B to Shimon, and then he waited again, and after a while, he said, I want to give Sada C to Levi, and even though ultimately he gave away all his assets to Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda, we look at it as if he gave Shimon and Levi gifts were not dependent on him dying, and he wasn't going to give away all of his assets, and only afterward did he decide to give away all his assets. Only at that point did he give away his last asset to Yehuda. Therefore, Rav Nachman teaches us that if Reuven dies, then certainly Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda will be koinah, and Yehuda would be koinah even if he didn't make a kinyan, but Shimon and Levi would only be koinah if they made a kinyan. Their gifts were matnash chimra b'miksas, and therefore they require a kinyan. If Reuven doesn't die and he gets better, then he can't be chayzo in his first two gifts, as those were matnash chimra b'miksas, and Shimon and Levi made a kinyan. However, even if Yehuda made a kinyan, but l'maisa Reuven gets better, since the matana that Reuven gave to Yehuda categorized as matnash chimra, since that was the last asset of Reuven, therefore Yehuda will only be koinah if Reuven dies, but if Reuven gets better, then Yehuda will not be koinah, and Reuven would retain Sada C. The Gemara continues and is bothered that l'chayra, even in the case where Reuven was nimlach and he took his time in giving away his assets, then why do we say that it's as if he gave Shimon Levi a matnash chimra of mixas nechasav? Therefore, as long as they made a kinyan, then Shimon and Levi would even be koinah, even if Reuven gets better. But the Gemara now asks, and as the Bachas goes, v'nechash duma yuna kamayim v'hadiyav, that maybe Reuven was just contemplating who to give his assets to, but he really meant to give it all away, all his assets, but he was just thinking who he wants to give it to, and only afterward did he actually say who he's giving it to. Chayra, all of these gifts should be categorized as a matana of a shchimra, where he gave away all his assets. Therefore, if Reuven gets better, l'chayra, Reuven should keep these assets, and they shouldn't be given to Shimon and Levi. The Gemara answers, stami de shchimra meidi daik v'hadiyav, that there's a svara that any time that a shchimra is going to give away all of his assets, then he first thinks about and he contemplates contemplates who he wants to give his assets to, and only afterwards does he say who he wants to give his assets to. Therefore, the only time that we consider it a full gift is only when he actually stated it in one shot and he didn't take any breaks. However, if he was nimlach and he took breaks and he actually waited between each gift, then that shows that he actually wasn't contemplating to give away all his assets. Therefore, we don't consider it that he meant to give away all of his assets. We consider these gifts to be in matnas chimra b'miksas. Therefore, even if Reuven gets better, then as long as Shimon and Levi made a kinyan, then they were koina at that point, and the gift was chal, and they would be able to keep these assets. Ayin Rashbam, diva maschel imed nimlach, shaloi hoyu b'dayte l'chalik kol l'chosav, el acha shechilek shosak v'loi ratza l'chalik koid, v'chosav nimlach ba'atzmoy l'chalik kol ha'naisar. The Gemara continues that we just saw a member of Rabbi Yisrael ben Minyumi in the name of Rabbi Nachman, and the Gemara continues, Omer of Acha ben Minyumi, Omer Rabbi Nachman, shechim rashi kosav kol l'chosav l'achirin, v'omad ein ha'choizah, chayshin ha'shem yeish lo'in l'chosav b'nin l'achares. If Reuven is a shechimra, and he says that I want to give Sada A to Shimon and Sada B to Levi and Sada C to Yehuda, and he said it in one shot, it seems that he gave away all of his assets to others. Therefore, it would seem that the halacha should be that if Reuven dies, then Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda should be koina, but if Reuven gets better, then they should not be koina, as he gave away all of his assets. We know that a shechimra that gives away all his assets and he gets better, even if Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda made a kinyan, then the matana should not be chal. But Zokra b'achba minyumi, in the name of Nachman, that was still giving me chayshish, that potentially Reuven has other assets but Medina Siyam. Therefore, this was a matnas chimra b'miksas. Therefore, as long as Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda made a kinyan, even if Reuven would get better, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda would be koina fields A, B, and C. Gemara will now be bothered. Dalachir in our Mishnah and Afkut Memvav and Beis, we stated shchimra shekosav kol nechosav lachirim and loy shari kark kolshu im adnasa kayames. If he didn't retain some of his kaka, then if he gets better, the matana would not be considered a matana. As this is the umdala, that the only reason why he gave this gift is only because he thought that he was going to die, and therefore Agamur is the lamasis deliktani loy shari kark kolshu im adnasa kayames hech mishkachas lo. Dalachir, how could you ever have that case? As dalachir, every time that Reuven gives away his assets, we should be choishes shem yeshel nechosav mivni lacheres, as maybe he has other nechosim and other assets in a different country, and therefore maybe it actually was a matnas chimra b'miksas and not a case where he gave away all his assets. Therefore, even if he gets better, the matana should still be kayim and he should not retain these assets. Gemara brings two possibilities, as Omer Rab Chama explains, that in the Chanami, our Mishnah is talking about a case where Reuven specified I'm giving all of my assets to Shimon. Therefore, even if we find out that he had other assets b'medina siyam, l'maisa Reuven clearly stated that I'm giving all my assets to Shimon, which would certainly include those assets that are b'medina siyam. That would be a case of a matna shchimra where he was not shy of kachkar la'atzmai. Therefore, if Reuven gets better, then the matana would not be valid. Reuven would retain his assets. The Gemara continued with the second teretz, ma'abar b'ashiyama, b'muchzik lon de lesle. Our Mishnah is specifically talking about a scenario where there was chazoka that these are Reuven's only assets and that Reuven doesn't have any other assets. Therefore, if Reuven gets better, then this gift would not be valid and Reuven would retain his assets. However, our Gemara is talking about a case where there is no chazaka, and therefore we have to be choishish that potentially Reuven has other assets but medina siyam. Therefore, we would consider this a matna shchimra b'miksas, and even if Reuven gets better, that Shimon would acquire these assets. L'maisa, from the maskana of the previous Gemara as well as this Gemara, see that since the din of matna shchimra is a chiddush, therefore the Rabbanan only wanted to use it in limited cases, and any way that we find that there's a potential to explain there was a matna shchimra b'miksas, then the Rabbanan would rather say that it's a matna shchimra b'miksas and not a matna shchimra. Prior to continuing with the next Gemara, let us remember that we have a cloud that daitiki mivatelos daitiki, which means if Reuven gave a matna shchimra, he could always be chayzer prior to dying. And for example, if Reuven said, I'm giving all my assets to Shimon, and then he decides that he doesn't want to give those assets to Shimon, then the matana was not yet chal, he could renege on the matana. And certainly, if Reuven said that instead of giving these assets to Shimon, I want to give my assets to Levi, then certainly that would be a valid chazara. The Gemara now asks, he boiled who we had following Shiloh, chazara b'miksas, have a chazara b'kula, oiloi, that let's say Reuven said that I'm giving all my assets to Shimon, and then he said, I want to give half my assets to Levi. Do we say that since Reuven was chayza from his original gift, then he means to say, I'm completely chayza, and I don't want to give any part of my assets to Shimon, and therefore Shimon would actually have nothing, and Levi would only have half of Reuven's assets? Or would we say that l'maisa, Reuven only said, I'm giving half my assets to Levi, but the other half he did not change, and therefore it's as if Reuven said, I'm giving half my assets to Shimon and half my assets to Levi? And of course, another nafkamina would be that if we go like the first side, ultimately Reuven only gave half of his assets to Levi, and therefore it would be considered a matna shchimra b'miksas, and as long as Levi made a kinyan, then even if Reuven would get better, Levi would still acquire this gift. However, according to the second tzad, then l'chayru, by the fact that Reuven gave half of his assets to Shimon and half of his assets to Levi, then still consider they gave away all of his assets, and therefore both Shimon and Levi would only acquire this gift if Reuven dies. But if Reuven doesn't die, then Reuven would get back all of his assets, and the gift would not be chal. The Gemara now continues Tashma, and the Gemara will bring a brisa. The cheshbon of the Gemara will be a bit complicated, so let's understand that there's going to be a resha and a sefer, and the Gemara starts with the resha, that the resha states kul resha and miksasal l'sheni, that if Reuven says I'm giving all of my assets to Shimon, and then he states that I'm giving part of my assets to Levi, so sheni kana rishon loykana, Levi is kana and Reuven is not kana, and the Gemara states my lav b'shemes, the l'chera, aren't we talking about a case where Reuven died? Therefore, it must be that when Reuven said I'm giving part of my assets to Levi, he was actually being mischaret on his original gift to Shimon, and he really meant to say that I don't want to give Shimon any of my assets. That's why when Reuven dies, only Levi will acquire his gift, and Shimon will not acquire anything. We say chazara b'miksas havi chazara. Once we see that Reuven was chazar and he decided not to give all his assets to Shimon, then it must be that he was chazar and he meant to say that I don't want to give any of my assets to Shimon. The Gemara continues and responds loy b'shamad, that you can't bring riot a chazara b'miksas havi chazara. Really, we could say that even though Reuven was chazar b'miksas, but he wasn't chazar b'kulay, really wanted Reuven to receive part of his assets. However, l'maisa, we're talking about a case where Reuven got better. Since Reuven gave away all of his assets, therefore Shimon is not koino his gift. And the Gemara will actually ask, if we look at this as if Reuven gave away all his assets, just like Shimon will not be koino since Reuven got better, then also Levi should not be koino since Reuven got better. Therefore, even if we're going to learn that the Brisa is talking about a case where Reuven got better, but by the fact that the Brisa states that sheni koino, rishon koino, so l'chayru we should still have raya, the chazor b'miksas have chazora. As Rashbam points out, that ultimately at the end of the Gemara, mehocha pashtina b'maskona, chazor b'miksas have chazor b'kula, hilkach bein shemes bein shomad, sheni kana, shrei chazor b'im rishon l'gamri, as he was chazor completely from his gift that he gave to Shimon, v'shay la'atma yishir n'chazor sh'nasal rishon, chazor b'im mehen, umatona b'miksas shmo matona. But at this point of the Gemara ignores this point, and the Gemara continues and tries to even bring a raya to this idea, and the Gemara states, hachinami mistavra, and l'chari I'll bring a raya, that this price is talking about a case where Reuven got better, midik tani sefer. The Brisa continues and states in the sefer, miksas l'rishon v'kulun l'sheni, rishon kono, sheni l'kono, and if Reuven is a shchimra and he states that I want to give part of my assets to Shimon, then Reuven continues and states that any assets that I did not give to Shimon, I want to give to Levi. So the Brisa teaches us that Shimon is koino and Levi is not koino, and the Gemara explains, i'am b'shleim b'sh'amad, that if you're going to explain that the sefer is talking about a case where Reuven got better, b'shemhochi sheni l'kono, therefore the halacha of the Brisa makes sense, that since when Reuven gave the rest of his assets to Levi, he gave away all of the chasim, therefore it was a full-fledged matnash chimra, therefore even if Levi made a kinyan, but the maisa since Reuven got better, so Levi would not be koina this matana. Certainly it also makes sense why Shimon will be koina, because at the time that Reuven gave the gift to Shimon, he only gave away part of his assets, and therefore even though Reuven got better, Shimon will be koina. However, the Gemara continues, Ali Amri b'shemes tavayu likni, but if you're going to say that the Brisa is talking about a scenario where Reuven ultimately died, l'chayru, how could the Brisa state Shimon will be koina and Levi will not be koina? If l'chayru it is a standard case of a matnash chimra, and therefore certainly Levi should also be koina. Therefore, since the sefer of the Brisa is clearly discussing a case where Reuven got better, so the ratio of the Brisa is also talking about a case where Reuven got better. The Gemara now continues and makes the point that we previously made and that the Rashbam pointed out will be the maskonas haGemara, as Omri Rav Yehiel Rav Ashi, the Rav Yehiel responds to Rav Ashi, v'dehavi nami b'shamad, that even if you're going to say that the Brisa is talking about a case where Reuven got better, but the l'chayru from the ratio we could still have raya and chazor b'miksas have a chazor b'kula, as i'am b'shleim chazor b'miksas have a chazor b'kula, as b'shleim, if we're going to say we paskin that once Reuven is chayzer from part of the gift that he gave to Shimon, then it shows that he wants to be chayzer from his entire gift and he doesn't want to give Shimon any of his assets. So hayne d'shena mi is kana. That's why the Reisha teaches us Shimon will never be koina and Levi will always be koina. The only gift that was given was to Levi, and therefore if Reuven dies, then certainly the nechassim will go to Levi. And even if Reuven gets better, but if Levi made a kinyan, then since it was a matnash chimra b'miksas, because Reuven only gave part of his assets away, as he only gave assets to Levi, and he actually was chazer from his entire gift to Shimon, therefore certainly Levi will be koina. Therefore, if we learn that chazor b'miksas have chazor b'kula, so then the brisa makes sense that if Reuven gave away all his assets to Shimon, and then he was chazer, and Reuven stated, "I want to give part of my assets to Levi," so sheni kana rishon lekana. But the Gemara continues, "Ali amrit chazor b'miksas lo yav chazor b'kula." If you're going to say say that even if Reuven is choyza on part of his gift that he gave to Shimon, it doesn't mean that he was choyza on all of his gift. All Reuven meant to say is that I want to give part of my assets to Levi, but the rest of my assets should still belong to Shimon. If so, Nehevi k'mechalik, this case should be compared to the case that we brought previously in the case of Mechalik, where we explained that in the case where Reuven is giving away his assets, he stated clearly that I'm giving part of my assets to Shimon and part of my assets to Levi, and it's not considered a matnas shchimra b'miksas, and it's considered a full-fledged matnas shchimra. Therefore, if the Reish is talking about a case where Reuven ultimately died, then both Shimon and Levi should be koino. If, as you proved from the Sefer, that both the Sefer and the Reish are discussing a case where Reuven got better, then l'chad minah loylikni, then l'chari should be considered a full-fledged matnas shchimra. Since Reuven got better, therefore neither Shimon or Levi should be koino. Therefore, the Gemara proves that chazor b'miksas have a chazor b'kula. The Gemara therefore states v'hilchasor chazor b'miksas have a chazor b'kula, that once Reuven is choyza on part of the gift that he gave to Shimon, then it's considered as if he's stating that I'm not giving Shimon a gift at all, and I'm only giving part of my assets to Levi. Therefore, at this point, we could explain Reisha Mishkachas Lo Bein Shemes Bein Shamad and Sefer Loi Mishkachas Lo El Bishamad. In the Reisha the Braisa, where Reuven stated I'm giving all my assets to Shimon, and then he was choyza and he stated that I'm giving part of my assets to Levi. So we look at it as if Reuven said that I'm not giving any of my assets to Shimon. I'm only giving a manesh chimra b'miksas to Levi, and therefore sheni kana rishon loykana. Then it doesn't make a difference if Reuven dies or if Reuven gets better. In either scenario, as long as Levi made a kinyan, then Levi would be koina. However, lemaisa Reuven reneged on his gift to Shimon, and therefore Shimon will not be koina anything. In the sefer of the Braisa, Reuven stated I'm giving part of my assets to Shimon, and then the rest of my assets I'm giving to Levi. Then certainly the halacha would be that if Reuven dies, that both Shimon and Levi would be koina, and therefore the sefer cannot be talking about a case where Reuven died, as the sefer stated rishon kana sheni loykana. The sefer of the Braisa is specifically talking about a case where Reuven got better, and since at the time that he gave Shimon a matana miksas, he actually didn't give away all of his nechasim. Therefore, Reuven gave a matana to Shimon, which was a matana shchimra b'miksas, and as long as Shimon made a kinyan, then even if Reuven gets better, Shimon would be koina. However, lemaisa, at the time that Reuven gave matana to Levi, he was giving away the rest of his assets, and therefore, if Reuven gets better, even if Levi made a kinyan, Levi would not be koina. Gemara now continues with a series of three shailos. Let us keep in mind that we already stated that if a shchimra gives away all of his assets, then certainly if he gets better, he did not mean that it should be a valid matana, as certainly he wouldn't give away all his assets, and it must be that he actually thought that he was going to die, and that is the only reason why he gave away all of his assets. And the Gemara now asks a shailo, Bailu, hiktish kol nechasav amad mao, and let's say Reuven is a shchimra, instead of stating that I want to give a gift of all my assets to Shimon, he states that I want to be makdish all of my assets, and then he gets better, so what would be the halacha? And the Gemara explains, mi amrina kol legabe hekdish gomer makdi, that do we say that since he wants to give this to Hekdish, so therefore he really wanted to give this to Hekdish, and he wanted to perform such a great mitzvah, he was gomer makdi to Hekdish, even if he gets better, or idilma kol legabe nafshe lo gomer makdi, would we say that certainly, even though a person certainly wants to do a mitzvah, and he wants to give money to Hekdish, and he wants to give tzedakah, but that doesn't mean that he wants to leave himself without any money, and certainly the only reason why he gave this to Hekdish was because he thought he would die, but if he gets better, then he didn't really mean to give this to Hekdish, he would retain his assets, and they would not belong to Hekdish. And the Gemara continues with the second Shailah, and the Rashbam explains that the Gemara is going based on Intim Salima, and as Rashbam states, for Intim Salima, the Gabi Hekdish, Hakal Mugdash, Vafilu Ahmed, that Benigeya Hekdish, a person wants to give all his assets away, and he wants to do a mitzvah, he was Gomel Makne, all of his assets to Hekdish, and even if he gets better, Hekdish would have a right to these assets, and they would no longer belong to Reuven. But the Gemara now asks, Hifka kol nechasim au, what would happen if Reuven was mafka all his nechasim? And the Gemara explains the shaila, miyam mina, do we say, kimin da aflaniyim kashirim gomu makdi, that since lamaisi he knows that by making his assets hefka, so it's possible that aniyim will receive his assets, and he's happy about it, and it's as if he's giving tzedakah, and it shouldn't be different than the case of Hekdish, and he should be gomu makdi, and even if he gets better, anyone that already was coined of these assets would retain a right to these assets, and Reuven would not receive these assets back. Or idilma, what do we say? Kol gabi nafshi le gomu makdi, although certainly a person wants to give tzedakah, but it doesn't mean he wants to leave himself poor and destitute, and therefore he only meant to give away his assets if he dies, but certainly if he gets better, he never meant to make his assets hefker. Therefore, if he gets better, he would actually receive his assets back. And the Gemara now continued with its third shaila, and once again, the Rashbam explains that it's based on Intim Salima, that if you're going to say b'negeya hefker, that a person was gomer makne, and even if he gets better, anyone that was coined from hefker would have a right to these assets. So the Gemara now is, chila kol nechas v'aniyam mai, what would the halacha be if Reuven was a shchimra, and he gave away all his assets to aniyam? him, and he gave it based on tzedakah. Mi amrina tzedakah vada migma gomer makne. That certainly, since he's giving it this directly to aniyim, then certainly he was gomer makne, and certainly he meant to give it as a full fledged gift. And even if he gets better, then aniyim would still retain the right to his assets. Oidum kol gabin afshe lo gomer makne. That certainly a person wouldn't give away all of his assets, and therefore, if he gets better, they don't belong to aniyim, and he would be able to take them back. And the gemara is not push it to shayla, and the gemara ends off teiku. Let us see the Rashbam. Do you want maskel hifka kol nechasa ma'u midleim a kavanas l'shemayim va'akel l'gamri? That since he knows that potentially aniyim could receive this gift, therefore his kavana is l'shemayim, and he wants to be makel l'gamri l'chol mishiyav v'vizka oiloi inami. The Rashbam explains kivud hifka m'mayne hoytziu midaitel l'gamri ve'ini chafetz b'chaz rasai. That maybe the svar is that since I was mafka my nechasim, so therefore I don't want it back. She'ini roitz l'hanisai m'menu v'im timzloim megav hefka de'ini chosh b'zeh mamin hoil v'fkiru v'loy dikter l'chal kol oivav. And the Gemara ends off as a teiku. Based on the way the Rashbam explains the Gemara, it's a bit tzarach bia as to the order of the Gemara, as why would it be that the Gemara would have a greater shayla in a scenario where Reuven specifically gave away his assets to aniyim? This was based on Imtim Salema, that in a case where he was hifka kol nechasav, was a potential that it will go to aniyim, but it was also a potential that Hashim will get it, and even so, we would say that he was gomer makdi. Then it should be certainly the case Reuven specifically gave away his assets to aniyim, that certainly he would be gomer makne. And why would the Gemara have the third shayla? Because of this question, some actually learned this Gemara a bit differently, and they learned in Tim Salimah's exactly the opposite, ayin sham. The Gemara now continues, and some are not curious this part of the Gemara, but it's basically a repeat of the previous Gemara. Lishnachrina hiddish kol nechasa mau, hifka kol nechasa mau, chila kol nechasa v'aniyim mau. And the Gemara ends off, teiku, and we will stop over here.